Mobile World Congress. This morning we're all going to talk about the future of mobile computing. And it's really interesting and exciting time to talk about the future of mobile computing simply because things are changing so fast. A year ago, we all came together at this convention, and tablets weren't even really out there yet. And inside that year, they've changed the industry landscape. As you walk around, it's now mainstream on the floor of the Congress. And what all these devices are doing is really enabling many new usages for various types of computing. And all of that leads to a huge opportunity for all of us in the industry, device manufacturers, chip manufacturers, software developers, and carriers. As we look out at the landscape, what we see is an emerging class of ultra-mobile devices. There's now about 5 billion connected devices in the world that are what I would call smart. And smart's a hard thing to define, certainly in devices. And let's just say that the smart device is one that is connected to the internet and that has a 32-bit microprocessor in it. But these aren't just staying there. They're going to go to 64-bit, they're going to dual core. They're changing because the nature of applications is demanding that. What people do with these devices is really very fundamental. But inside of this industry, there's tremendous growth. Last year, the PC grew by 17% in units, crossing the million unit a day mark for the first time. Notebooks inside of that continue to be the largest driver in the industry, growing at over 25% last year and probably in excess of 20% this year. And then we had a seminal event last quarter. Smartphone shipments in Q4 passed PC shipments for the first time. And as I said earlier, tablets, a new category, has come out of nowhere and is commanding the attention of the industry. Consumers are going to, I think, continue to vote and to buy multiple devices. I don't see any environment developing anytime soon where one machine satisfies all your needs. Perhaps out of time, perhaps Sun Sun will talk about his vision of the future. But I think, at least for the next 4 to 5 years, we're likely to see multiple devices, multiple form factors, simply because people want to do different things with computers. And in this world, no one device wins.